Columbia Development Services Manager Pat Zenner says the petition to demolish the 175-year-old Niedermeyer building at 10th and Cherry downtown theoretically could be approved in a matter of weeks.
Basically, the applicant has made a legitimate request to demolish a building.
But Zenner says his office hasn't approved it because utilities are still connected and there are still tenants in the building and likely will be until the summer. But he says the building's C2 zoning classification makes development pretty easy, especially once property is cleared to build.
It is a pretty wide open by right zoning district, meaning that there are no height restrictions associated with construction. There are no parking requirements. That is a unique element within our zoning code.
Both of those are concerns among opponents of the project. A St. Louis area firm is considering developing a 5- to 15-story housing complex on the site. Also of concern, of course, is the historic value of the Niedermeyer building. Zenner says in C2 zoning, the Historic Preservation Commission has no real power to stop a demolition. It's just given 10 days to try to talk the property owner out of it.
We just need to catch up.
City Councilmember Barbara Hoppe says this has sped up the process, but the council needs to take time to look at the C2 zoning classification anyway, as housing development booms downtown.
I think we just need to have some careful planning on where and how that goes and what we preserve in the process and how it functions.
Zenner says C2 zoning is almost exclusively used in the downtown Central Improvement District and aims to facilitate denser housing developments compared to the more spread out neighborhoods in other areas of the city. And he says he does support downtown housing development. But as it is, he says C2 zoning leaves his office with little enforceable power on some of these issues.
The only thing that we can do is try to maintain a decent dialogue with the development firm and try to coach them to make the appropriate choices to ensure that they're part of the community, not somebody that is the bane of it.
Ryan Famuliner, KBIA News.